Good evening. Broadcasting live. So, today's quote starts with the word etat. Etta is a very powerful word. It's very iconically Buddhist. It's a really good Dhammapada verse that starts with etta. Etta pasatimang lokang. Come look at this world. And then if I can find that verse. Jittang rajaratupamang. Yes, there we are. Etat pasatimang lokang. Etat pasatimang lokang. Himang lokang jitang raja ratu pamang yata bala visi danti nati sanggo vijanatang. Come look, come ita. Ita means come. It's the imperative form of the verb. I. The root is just letter I. It becomes eti. Eti is he goes, he she comes. Goes or comes. I think it can mean either. But eta, come. Pasata, see or look. Eta pasata is very core part of Buddhism, no? Come and see. The Dhamma of the Buddha is called Ehipassiko. Ehipassa. Ehipassati. And then ika. Passika, something that can be seen. Ehipassika, something that can be seen. Something that you can come and see. It's a very odd word. Because ehi is actually imperative. Come. Ehi pasika, something that you can say about it, come and see. Something that invites you to come and see. Something about which you can say, this is come and seeable. It's interesting that that becomes a word, because this is something that the Buddha says often. Etha pasatha. And so in the Dhammapada verse is Etha pasati mang lokang. Come look at this world. Jittang rajaratu pamang. That is decked out in the mind like a king's chariot. It appears to the mind to be bejeweled, to be golden, to be royal, like a royal chariot, all decked out. Yata bala visidanti. This world which the fool sinks into, visidati, becomes mired in. Natti sango vijanatang, but in regards to which there is no association by the wise, vijanatang. People who see clearly or know, who understand, who have vipassana or vijanati. Vijanati is an interesting word. to know clearly. Like we have vipassana means to see clearly. Vijanati means to know clearly. They're the same thing. It means wisdom. So fools, bala, become enmeshed and mired in this world because it's shiny. But there is no association for with the world for those who see clearly, know clearly. That's not our verse today. That's not the passage that we're looking at today. But it's interesting. It's sort of apropos. So let's switch and look at our verse here. Our verse today is from the Anguttara Nikaya. Sorry, it's from the Anguttara Nikaya. It's actually a set of verses. A set of passages. Five passages. So the quote that we have on our page doesn't adequately represent what's actually going on. This isn't actually the Buddha saying to the monks, "Come." What he says is, ye te ananda bhikkhu nava acchira pabajita adunagata imang dhammavinayang. Whatever monk is newly gone forth, adunagata. What does that mean? Adunagata, have recently come. Imang dhammavinayang, to this dhammavinaya. Devo ananda, they by you ananda. Devo ananda bhikkhu, those bhikkhus ananda by you. Samadapetabha should be enjoined, should be incited, should be rallied, should be exhorted. Panchasu dhammesu, in regards to five dhammas. So the neat thing about this quote is there's actually five things. It's part of a bigger set. Now if you just take that quote out of context, it's a little bit, well, it's a good one, it's an important one, but there's five aspects to this. That's why you can't really easily quote the Buddhas, because it's, you have to understand the context and understand that it's much deeper than just quoting something. In this case, there's five parts. It says five things new you should tell people who come new. So, as with much of the Buddha's teachings, it's talking about the monks, but it fits just as well with lay people, people who have come to meditate for the first time. They should also be exhorted with these sorts of things. And which five? Oh, so samadapetabha, they should be enjoined or they should be caused to take up. Samadapetabha, you should encourage them to take up. Nivesetabha, you should establish them in it, encourage them to become settled in these things. Patithapitabha, you should cause them to be established in these things. Settled, established, and to take up these things. Which five? And then he gives five quotes. Eta tumhe auso, come you friend. Silavahuta, be moral, be ethical. Patimokha samvara samutta viharata, dwell guarding the rules, guarding ethical precepts. Amongst it, we got lots of rules. The patimokha, that's what it's referring to, but you can adapt it. It means just be ethical. Acara go chara sampanna. Know your pasture. Know what is your pasture and what is not. Ano acara gochara. Acara is be mindful of. Acara means conduct. Gochara means pasture. Go is a cow, so gochara is a place that a cow goes. It literally means pasture. But it's adapted to mean your limits or your boundaries, you know. So know what it, where it's proper to go, where it's not proper to go, what it's proper to do, the sorts of people it's proper to hang out with, proper to seek advice from, that kind of thing. Anumatesu vino. Dwell as one who sees the danger, bhaya. Dasavino, who sees the danger. Anumatesu vajesu, in the smallest of faults, the smallest of faults. See the danger in the smallest of wrong. Samadaya sikhata sikhapadesu. Train yourselves in the precepts, having accepted them. So the first thing he says is be ethical. Be aware of the proper conduct, behavior, speech of a monk. I mean, he's talking about monks. How is it pro what is proper behavior for a monk? Understand that. It goes for meditators as well. When you come to do a meditation course, you have to know what is proper etiquette in a monastery, in a meditation center, and just in general, because we're at a much higher standard as Buddhists. Buddhism isn't a practice for mediocrity. Buddhists are and should be held to a higher standard. Just because of calling themselves Buddhist. Once you call yourself Buddhist or you follow the Buddhist way, you have to be held to a higher standard because that's all it is. That's what being a Buddhist means. It's not about faith or belief or names or anything. You're a Buddhist if you cultivate higher things. Yes, that's the first one. The second one is the one we have in the quote. Etat tum he auso. Come, O friend. Indresu gutadwara viharata. Dwell as one who has guarded the doors of the senses. Gutadwara. With the doors guarded. Indriyesu, of the senses. So the senses are doors. Guard them. This is how mindfulness works. The Buddha talks often about this. It works as a guard. Like if you have a gate to a city, you only let in people who are trustworthy. In the same way, it's like a filter. So in the same way, mindfulness stands at the door of the senses and only lets in the seeing, the hearing, the smelling. It doesn't let in the defilements. It doesn't let the defilements arise. Doesn't let in any of the baggage. All that it lets come to the consciousness is the experience. So it creates objectivity, that's the idea. Arakasatino, with guard, the guard of mindfulness. Nipakasatino. Nipaka is an interesting word, I don't really know it. Nipaka means infused. Boiled. Don't know. Not quite sure about that. Oh wait, there's a variant. Nepaka. Let's look up Nepaka. We all have a Pali lesson tonight. Prudence. Careful mindfulness. Yeah, it's Nipaka is a strange one. Nepaka. From Nipaka means carefulness. Careful mindfulness. One of the mindfulness and caution. So this idea that mindfulness works or functions through caution. Caution is mindfulness, mindfulness is caution. It means approaching things carefully, meticulously. It's mindful. And then he launches into this. That's really part of the quote, right? Sarakita manasa satarakena jetasa samanagata. Be one who has, who is accomplished or has attained a mind guarded by mindfulness. With a guarded mind, become one who has a mind guarded with mindfulness. It's a bit awkward in English. It's just the way they speak in Pali. And it's the way the Buddha would speak. It's a rhetorical tool of repeating yourself in different ways. So sarakita manasa means be one, if I'm reading this correctly, be one who has a mind that is well guarded. Sattarakena jetasa samanagata, be one who goes with or who has a mind guarded by mindfulness, I think. Sattarakena, yeah. So they should be established in guarding the senses. So the first one is established in guarding the patimokkha, the second one is guarding the faculties. And then the third one, etat tumhe avuso appabhassa hota. Be one who talks a little. Appabhassa, one who talks only a little. Bhasse paryanta karino. One who makes an end to speech, or knows the end to speech, maybe. Paryanta karino, restricted. Who has limited speech. There you go, the Buddha actually does say it. Bhase paryantakarino, one who limits one's speech. Puts a boundary on one's speech. Yeah, that's what it means. So bhasa paryanta, one who limits one's speech, should be limited to the Dhamma, to good things. Etatumeyavuso aranyika huta. Be one who dwells in the forest. Aranya wana patani pantani senasanani patisevata. Patisevata. Patisevata means use or indulgent in. Makes use of dwellings that are secluded in the forest. Aranyika, be one who dwells in the forest. In general, kaya vupakase. Vupakase. Seclusion. Vupakasa. Be one. So you should exhort them in bodily seclusion, seclusion of the body. Because there's two kinds of seclusion. There's seclusion of the mind and there's seclusion of the body. Seclusion of the mind is most important. That's through meditation practice. But seclusion of the body is important for the practice. That's why people come here and we just put them in their room and leave them for all day on their own. Because the idea is to be secluded. It's important from a physical perspective as well. To seclude yourself. So that it's like in a lab, you know. Not so that you can run away from your problems, but so that you can get into lab mode and learn about yourself, study yourself. Number four, number five. Etatumhe avuso sammaditika hota. Be one who has right view. Sammadasanena, one who sees rightly. Samanagata, one who goes, who is accomplished in right vision and right view. In right view, I actually talked about it last Saturday. Right view, there are five types of right view, actually. I didn't mention this last time. I talked about it a bit differently. There's the right view of karma, the responsibility of karma. There's right view of jhana, right view in regards to jhana, or regards to tranquility meditation. Vipassana samadhi, right view of insight, right view about the path, right view about the fruition. I'm not so keen on that distinction of right view, but right view means to see clearly. It's really the core of Theravada Buddhism, wisdom, to cultivate understanding, understand things as they are. Anyway, so that's the Dhamma for tonight. The quote was specifically about one of the five, but altogether it puts together a sort of a nice guide for training new monks, new meditators. They should be mindful, but they should also be ethical first, and then mindful. And they should, what's number three? They should speak only a little. They should be secluded physically. And they should be instructed in right view. Or they should be encouraged to cultivate right view. So focused on that, really, that is the focus of our meditation. The meditation isn't just to calm down, it isn't just to relax. You're focused on trying to see clearly. That's an important aim for us to focus on in our meditation. Okay, so that's the Dhamma for tonight. I'll post the hangout. Come on if you want to ask a question. If you just want to say hi, you can come on, I suppose. Pile on, I don't mind. But if you have a question, please come on, you're welcome to join. We get consistently 25-ish viewers on YouTube, which is good. It means we've got a small community here.
Hello, Bhante.
Hi, Simon.
Oh, wait a minute. My sound is not good. Let me just...
There are no questions. I'll just wish you all a good night.
Hello, Bhante.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Nope, I just want to say hello.
Okay.
Thank you for the Dhamma talk today. That was a wonderful quote.
Yeah. Which one did you think was wonderful, the quote or the whole passage?
I mean, the whole passage really, but the quote really struck me as well, just the two lines there.
I wasn't all that struck by it. I found it kind of confusing.
Oh, how was that?
Well, watchfully mindful, carefully mindful, with the ways of the mind well watched. Maybe not confusing, but I just knew right away it wasn't quite what was being said. It's because he starts off being watchfully mindful and then watching the ways of the mind. With the ways of the mind well watched, possessed of a mind. So it's saying two different things. First you're watching the mind, and then you've got the mind that's watching. Which it's not really wrong, it's just... That's why I went to the Pali, because I wanted to see what's really being said here. I mean, it's important to frame it in regards to the senses, which he does. The quote does say, guarding the senses. But it's araka sati no nipaka sati no, which is just this rhetorical tool of repeating the same thing in different words, with mindfulness as a guard, with mindfulness and care, or being careful, with careful mindfulness, with guarding mindfulness. With a mind well guarded, and then with a mind that is guarded by mindfulness. So I'm not really sure about that translation, as usual.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, so actually the thing that really struck me was like just the first line there, come live with the doors of the senses guarded. As soon as I read that, it was like, that's a nice quote. But I definitely understand what you meant there.
So, you see, watchfully mindful isn't correct. I mean, it's nice. It's that part I really like, actually. But it's not watchfully mindful. Watchfully is araka satino. It's not watchfully. It's guard. Araka means to guard or to... maybe to care for, you could say. But maybe he's doing okay. I mean, it's all fine. He's certainly got license. There's nothing wrong with changing it around. It's just, I like going to the Pali to find exactly what's being said. And it's why it's nice to learn the original, because you get a taste of what the Buddha was actually saying. There's no replacement for the original.
Well, that's true. It's always so wonderful to hear the Pali.
Yeah, I just got thrown off by the second half of the translation, because it's a bit wonky.
See. Well, thanks for making that clear as well, and the 5 points of right view as well. For adding them in.
Okay. Anyway, good night, everyone. Good night, Simon.
Good night, and thank you. Bye bye.